a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Have you heard that I go to the gym?
Oh, you barely ever mention it.
On the show.
And you hardly post about it on social media. You should do more. I thought you would have set up a camera by now and been like, day three, leg day. Here's how you do it.
Only I could have my own sort of tab on OnlyCams.
You could. The Lewis effect.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Legs Lewis.
So the thing is, so I get up and I do it before work, and so I'm going quite early in the morning.
Yeah.
And so there's one, I live in Lara, and my gym is in sort of Cario. So I'm not going to say where I go, but there's one road out of Lara.
Yeah.
Right? Forest Road essentially is the one road. Otherwise, you're going through back streets and stuff, right? So one road, so that's the road I take.
One road out of Lara. Sorry, and it just writes itself.
One road into it, actually, as well. But yeah, headed for town, one road. And so I take that road each and every morning. And it's not always at the same time because some mornings I have a slower morning than others.
Yeah.
I take a little bit longer and I get to the gym a little bit later. But quite often, I reckon I'd say once a fortnight, I hit a certain roundabout and then it's just like a stretch all the way basically to the gym.
Okay.
Right, and it's just an uninterrupted stretch of road, Forest Road run, and then you merge onto essentially Melbourne Road.
Yeah.
And once a fortnight, I will go through this roundabout and someone will come from the right.
Yeah.
And then sit right on Manus.
Oh, like, okay.
Like basically take their bull bar and insert it into
me. Okay. Right.
And
okay.
And you know me, I'm a straight shooter and I play by the rules. So yeah. I'll do the speed limit.
Yeah.
Because I don't care who you are. I don't care how much of rush you're in.
Yeah.
I'm not paying the $300 or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
For a speeding fine. Yeah. So go around.
Yeah, go around.
If you're in that much of a rush, go around.
Yeah.
But this person, it's generally the same person as well.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, because when you leave at certain times, you all become friends.
Well.
On the street.
Interesting. Mm. So I go through the roundabout and I see him and I'm like, oh, here we go. It's happening again. Every couple of weeks. And
it's all bull bar and us again.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Present myself. Here we go. And we drive to the gym and sometimes, like, I think, is that the same car? Maybe it's a different car.
Yeah.
And occasionally it is, and people that maybe at that time of the morning are just in a rush. But I get to the bit and you sort of merge out onto what is the tail end of the freeway and then you pull straight into my gym. And I always hope that they're going to keep driving straight. And they never do. They then ride my ass into the car park.
Oh, no.
And around until they can get past me and I pull into a park and then they go off and park. And then we get out of the car and we walk into the gym together.
Do you think that they would back off then?
I know, right?
Awkward.
I don't need, like, it's already intimidating enough to be at the gym.
Yeah. Especially that time of morning.
That time of morning, it's beefcake central.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah. No, you down your 12 raw eggs, don't you?
No.
At the same time?
No.
Don't they all crack them together and you're like, oh, yeah, guys, you got an extra yolk there. Throw one at me.
Again, there's a line. There's always a line and I'm not willing to do the raw egg thing.
Yeah.
But so we get out of our cars and we walk into the – and then we sort of gym around each other and he's a big guy as well, right? So there's that, right? And then yesterday I went to the gym.
Yeah.
On a Sunday, why not?
Good
had a bit of time
you.
Up my sleeve.
Yeah.
Roll in at 10 o'clock. Go through that roundabout. What?
No.
What?
Bull bar and us.
Yeah.
Back again.
Different car though.
Oh.
Different car though. Same vibe.
Yeah.
Right inside me it was.
Oh my God.
Got all the way and I was like, Sunday morning, surely they're going into town, do something, whatever. Nah. In the gym, in the car park, all the way. Get out and I swear to you, woman in her probably late 50s, early 60s.
You can't win, mate.
No, and then we walk into the gym and I have to gym around her. So intimidating. God.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I want to chat about travel hacks, mate.
Yeah. Well, is it a hack or is it just a hack?
No, I definitely don't think this is a hack.
All right, well.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
So don't care.
No, we don't need your help.
No. just rhyme for the song.
Mm.
Before we went into the song, I said, you know when you're a passenger and you're trying to sleep in the car and you're like lean on your hand and then it just keeps, your elbow will just keep slipping from the door, handle slipping, and then you just keep hitting your head on the window, and you said, oh, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen to anyone.
How do you sleep in a car?
On the chair, with my head on the chair, like back, lean back. I don't do backseat gear.
No, do you do the recline?
Yeah.
Nah.
Get a neck pillow like you have on the plane.
Nah. Sometimes you just want a quick 15-minuter, you know?
Yeah, no, I will lie back like this and I'll turn my head to the side and that'll do me, Gus.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, see, I don't know. I need to be supported on my chin. I need my mouth to be closed so that no spiders go in there.
Yeah.
I've just seen this hack. It's going viral on TikTok and I'm like, this is trolling us. Surely there's certain people who just like to watch people freak out about stuff.
Okay.
I imagine this is it. However, it's gone viral for such an ingenious hack.
Mm.
So if you have a problem with not being able to sleep in the car, this may assist you.
Okay.
Especially if you need some coverage for your eyes as well.
Mm.
You know, it's a bit too bright outside. You like sleep in the dark. And you're like, I forgot my eye pillow and eye mask.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I going to do? Here's what you can do. Scrounge around the back. Get a hopefully clean pair of undies. And what you do is you grab the undies. Mm. You put one part of the undies over the headrest. You lean your head back on the headrest. And then you pull your undies over the top of your head. What that means is that your head is now flush against the headrest and locked in. With your eyes being covered by the undies, you then can't jolt forwards.
Yeah.
When the brakes go on.
Yeah.
And the driver may be taking a large corner or whatever, and you're snug in your undies up against the headrest.
Okay. I mean, disgusting. No. Because no. Which way are you gonna just like? Either way that you have
way.
The undies.
Anyway.
Right.
The girl's gone here. She's gone. Well, from what I can tell, it looks like the front of the undies is on the headrest and she's gone with the back of the undies over her
okay.
nose and eyes.
All right, but if you're like me, then all that's going to do is put like one string down your nose and then one string across each cheek and that's like that's no help, mate. That's
exactly.
no help. And if
exactly.
like as we know with your sexy undies, when it's takeaway time... You'd be able to actually cocoon yourself. You put it over the
exactly.
headset and then you pull it over you, but it'd go past your head.
Yeah.
And go all the way down and
tuck
then
your knees in.
Yep. Be able to curl yourself up inside those big bloomers.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So it was my beautiful sister-in-law's 30th birthday on the weekend, Bridget, which was nice. Very exciting. And it was a dress-up. It was like, come in, you know, florals, or like bright colours, bell bottoms, think ABBA inspired, think disco, think something fun.
Apple cool. bottom jeans, there. Boots with the fur.
With the fur. Exactly, yeah. Right?
What did you roll?
I wore like a pink floral muumuu. I got my hair kind of teased up with my big fringe out.
So blue a little bit hairspray, like hairspray style?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Not Homer Simpson style muumuu.
It was a bit Homer Simpson style, to be honest, and white boots, and it was a fun time. Fun time.
But you had all of that in your wardrobe.
I did have all of it in my wardrobe.
Go looking for it.
Nice. But yeah, it was great. And dress up parties are so fun. It's just you see people and you're just like, this is great.
Mm.
They decked out the whole house and everything. There was karaoke there. And so did we start off the karaoke? Yes.
As
the Tomuskuses know how to bring a party.
You yourself
well,
or you Jimmy James?
Me, my aunties, sisters. Like it was all happening, right?
I can only imagine, and this would be beautiful. I can't believe I've never seen this. I can
Dude.
Only imagine that you and Jimmy.
Yes, I said to Jimmy. Except I do Kenny, and he does Dolly.
Yeah, story checks out.
Right, love that song. Anyway, but then we decided, hey, that's enough karaoke. Let's get the DJ set going.
Oh.
Right. So we had to hook up a phone to a Bluetooth TV speaker, which if you've ever had to do, just horrid.
Like takes. A soundbar?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like, anyway, we did that. And then the music started flowing and then things were getting a little bit hectic. And this song started. And people were in the mood for it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? Doing people, it. People were in the mood. Now, a lot of the time, you don't know how you go with parties. People, this song is very polarised.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Some
don't
people
play
will
it for
sit
me.
Back and be like, no,
oh, really?
Other people no, like, I live
you are,
for this.
I'm you are a, quite cool.
I'm not at a year eight social. Like,
oh, shut up.
You are so fun, Cameron. Yeah,
no, I am. I'm get a ball out. Of fun. This song ain't fun.
We did this at the wedding in the Hunter.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, mate, I am front and centre.
I know
and
you
everybody,
are.
Everybody, and I like, I define the turns. Like, I
see? And everyone looks to you.
And I put flair into it too in my moves. Like, I'll do the cross leg.
Yeah. And when jump. You're when it gets to the time to, for you to be at the front, do you feel like you're representing the whole group?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, see? Me too.
Well, I start at the front.
Yeah. And then you turn around and you're like, oh, yeah, back at me. Come on, kids, follow
right.
my lead.
Yeah.
This is it. So people very, very invested in the Nutbush.
I also shoot daggers at anyone who turns the wrong way. What are you doing, mate? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, come on. Be with it.
Choreography.
So the thing is, I feel like you would feel this way in particular, Tom. Kimmer, my younger sister, had the phone in her hand, but she also wanted to do the Nutbush. So she put it, she tucked it in her top.
Okay.
Mid-Nutbush. It stopped.
Oh, no. I thought you were saying this. Okay, yeah.
Midnight Bush, it stopped. Crowd goes wild. Everyone's like, what the? You can't stop a nut bush.
No,
mid nut bush.
There's nothing worse.
I've never been in this situation.
Than stopping mid nut.
Exactly. Yeah. Bush. Right? A lot of people very upset.
Things turned
Everyone
blue.
Looked to Kimmer. What happened? Oh. My boob. Right? Oh, no. And everyone's like, they're like, what do we do? We can't start it again. We're mid-nut. Bush. We can't just re-nut. Bush. Right? So and then so their mother, sister Kristen's like, give me the phone. And then she put this song on, saved the day. Calmed everyone down.
Do you know the beautiful thing too is that at that party, most of the people would have understood all these lyrics.
Yeah. Oh. A lot of people didn't know the Macarena. I think you think you know it.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to time to doing it, it's like, what, hang on, I'm missing a step. There's a cross up. So I had to lead the group.
Again. Yeah, again.
It's more annoying than the Nutbush.
Not everyone can Macarena, but everyone can nut. Bush.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, I've never been one to follow bands overseas, although I've thought about it. And you know what? If you're going to follow them overseas, you better follow them to the best stadium in the world. And that's what my mate Pappy did. He went to see U2, followed them to Las Vegas to the brand new Sphere. And we've all seen this viral footage of the Sphere. It looks amazing.
It looks amazing from the outside, for starters. Mm. I couldn't imagine what it's like inside.
Well, we're going to ask him. Good morning, Paps.
Good morning. Great to be chatting to you.
Now, following you two, Tom's going to go you here because...
How come you're the only person in the world that still likes you too there, Pappy?
And, yeah, it's also a bit strange because I'm only 33 years old, so to be following a band of blokes who are in their mid-60s that people stopped caring about 20 years ago is pretty strange.
You've nailed that well. I feel like you've had to defend yourself before.
He has.
I've spent a lifetime crafting this.
Do not listen to them, Pappy. It'd be amazing. Tell what was the Sphere like? Once you stepped inside, is it phenomenal? Describe it.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah, it was. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life. And the experience starts from kind of the second you get in there. Like they've clearly put so much effort and time, and obviously a shitload. I don't know if I can say that of money into a lot of money into the venue. The inside of the venue and the music that's playing when you get in there is unreal. And then so from the outside it's just monstrously large, and then on the inside, just everything is a screen. Every part of it is a screen. Yeah. It's just absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I was going to say, for people who still don't know what the Sphere is, can you sort of describe it? Because I imagine it to be like sort of standing inside almost a snow globe kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty good way of putting it. It's a big dome in the middle of a desert in Vegas, just off the strip. The entire thing on the outside is a screen, which I'm sure people have seen in the clips. And then, once you get inside, the entire thing, top to bottom, aside from the seats, of course, is a screen.
Wow.
And it's just so high def they had a fake bird flying before the show started from perch to perch, and we were all like, oh, how did a bird get in here? But it just turned out it was just part of the screen.
That's cool.
None of that desert heat that was in your mind, and you're like, whoa, man, there's a bird.
mirage stuff.
Hey Pappy, when I get motion sickness on like everything, like I've had seasickness on a jet ski, that's basically how my brain works. Did you get a bit of motion sickness in there? Like, is it almost too much for the brain to take in?
I spoke to a few people around the concerts as I was wandering through Vegas, just waiting for the next U2 show to start. Who did experience a bit of motion sickness. Mm. So I could definitely understand how people would be impacted by that, and that way it is pretty overwhelming. I enjoyed every second of it personally. My love for the band was enough to overcome any emotions.
All right, mate, we get it. You like U2.
It's amazing though, because everybody in America wanted this to suck. Jim Dolan built it, who owns Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks. They class as one of the worst sports owners going around.
Yeah,
they absolutely hate the Dolans, hate Jim Dolan. He built this. They're like, this is never going to work. This sucks. And everyone loves it, from what we understand.
Yeah, and it will be interesting to see kind of how it goes from here, because, you're going to need to play shows there. You're going to need, fans that are willing to travel and fans that have got a lot of money. So, I can't see. It'll just be interesting to see what the future of this venue is.
Was it super exy for a ticket?
No, it wasn't too bad. I reckon I spent about $500 in Australian dollars all up.
Okay, so hang on. So you saw U2?
I saw U2.
Okay.
Twice
for $500. That is actually really good. Sorry, I've got a couple of really quick questions. Bono, notoriously a genuine four-footer, did he make sure that he was on the big like sphere to really sort of compensate?
He was in good form, actually. He was a little bit self-deprecating, which I thought was quite lovely. Certainly the screens are big enough to get him and his glasses thrown pretty well.
And finally, the Edge, famously from the band, always wears a beanie almost the time anyway. Did they then put the beanie on top of the sphere and everybody wear Edge's beanie at the same time?
I don't know why they didn't think of that.
Need to get me over there ASAP.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe next time, Pappy, eh?
Yeah.
Trying to be the potato man and trying to sneak in the back as well, a la Homer Simpson. You've got to try it all, Pappy. We appreciate it.
Much love. Thanks, guys.
No worries. There's no back door, mate. It's a big sphere. It's all front.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Congratulations to little baby Rocky 13. Oh, beautiful. That's Kourtney Kardashian and
Travis's Barkers. That's his dogs.
Tom, don't get nutted down. Go on, play all of them, because we don't have time.
So
All right, sorry. I won't.
We're less focused on the Blink 182 songs.
It's okay.
More
and
focused
I love
on the
them
name
too,
of the baby.
Well, your focus. Your focus is in the wrong place.
Okay, so anyway, they've named their baby Rocky 13, and it's because Rocky George apparently played guitar for Suicidal Tendencies, which was the band, and 13 is the greatest number of all time. Also, Rocky, the greatest boxing movie of all time. It got me thinking, you know what? A lot of people are named after movies.
Mm.
I knew a guy that was named Luke after Luke Skywalker.
I can't believe that.
Just yeah, 100%. So his good. Parents were Star Wars fanatics.
The biggest nerds. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, are you named after a movie or a movie character? Let's go to Olivia from Geelong. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, yours, I think I could guess, and I think I did it off air, and I'm pretty sure I got it right. But for the people playing at home, who are you named after? Olivia.
Olivia Newton-John.
Ah, amazing.
Yeah, right. Did they do photo shoot of you as a baby with the little leg warmers and stuff?
Yeah, well, I am an 80s baby too, so probably.
Do you know what movie it was? Was it A Mum for Christmas that got them so excited?
Xanadu.
I have no idea. They just, both my parents loved her and then they loved the name as well. So.
Yeah.
That's so
it's a great
sweet.
Name. It's got to be Greece,
good
though,
one.
Named
good
after.
One. Yeah, surely.
Roxy in Corio. Roxy, what about you? Is it you or is it someone else named after a movie or a movie character?
It's my daughter. When I was pregnant, I was a little bit more than obsessed with Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, and yeah.
Just a little bit obsessed. And one of the characters in that TV show was called Aria. So my daughter's named Aria.
Oh, that's a beautiful
that's
name.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I love that.
I thought you were going to say yourself, Roxy, because Chicago. Roxy, hey. No?
No, I wish, because then I could claim that instead of you don't have to put your light on.
Ah.
Oh, people play that to me all the time.
Yeah.
Right, we're not allowed to do red light chat on the show, unfortunately. No. Lucy's in Ocean Grove. Morning, Luce.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, great, thanks, mate. Now, were you named after someone or a movie or is it someone you know?
No, I'm not. My son is called Neo.
Oh,
from The Matrix?
Matrix?
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Does he think he's the chosen one?
Do you know what? He really does.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love that.
His name. I have so many follow-up questions, but maybe we can chat off air. That's
yeah,
fine.
I think so. That is so cool. All right.
Donna and Kariah, wrap this one up for us, Donna. You or someone else named after a movie or a movie character?
All right, so it's my daughter. My daughter's name is Charlie Pepper, but she's not named after Peppa Pig. My husband was adamant it was Pepper Potts from Iron Man.
Oh!
Yeah, right.
Yes! Oh, that's so cute!
One is cool.
So it's actually her first name.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That is, I like that.
Beck from Winchelsea. Beck, is this you?
No. So I'm the oldest of seven children, and two of them have been named after movies.
Yeah.
So I have a sister who's called Star. She was named after Star out of Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Except she's got double A instead of just Star.
Oh, yeah.
And my brother is Maverick.
Oh.
Like the amazing Mel Gibson movie?
The Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top Gun.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.